Blog Talk Radio. It's now time for the Bel Esprit Radio Show with your host, Gina Wedlake. Join us every week on Bel Esprit Radio as we allow you to get up close and personal with our professional diamond psychics, healers, and columnists. Plus, we'll feature the very best of Bel Esprit Magazine. Call us right now for a live on-air reading at 718-664-9091. That's 718-664-9091. We also invite you to join us in our chat room to share your thoughts. You may also visit us online at bellesprit.com. That's Bella, BELLESPRIT.com. And now, here's your host, Gina Wedlake.
Things that go bump in the night, that's what the show is about tonight, guys, on the Bel Esprit Radio Show, where I bring you the best of Bel Esprit Magazine each and every week. Tonight, folks, I thought we'd changed gears for a change, and, well, that's what we're going to do. We have Jack Oliver from IndianaSpooks.com on the air with me. I'm really, really excited. We're going to play some EVT. We're going to try to spook the heck out of you. So, hi, Jack.
Gina, how are you tonight?
Hey, are we cutting out?
I hope not.
I hope not.
I don't want to cut out. It doesn't.
No, I
don't
want to cut out either.
Makes me feel disconnected, so no.
I know. Wow, good energy. I feel your energy tonight. It feels really good and upbeat and happy, and I'm happy. So
I'm kind of jolly right now, but that could be because Christmas is a few days away. So
you're what about Christmas, did you say?
I'm jolly.
Oh.
I did something today, too, in a McDonald's drive-thru. I paid for the person behind me.
Oh. You did?
Yeah.
How much was the bill?
Like $8 and something. And I had somebody do that to me maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. So I was like, I'll just return the favor today. It's almost Christmas. So I was like, pay for his.
Hey, we got a person in the chat room from England. Is this our friend Alex?
Uh-oh, it may be Alex.
Alex, is that you? Alex Collins? Okay. Good. Let us know. You can always call in if you want to, Alex, or Skype me. I'll let you in on the Skype line. But, folks, Jack is a what I call a parascientist. And there's a difference between a ghost investigator and a parascience person. And the parascientist is more analytical. They go through more steps to prove haunted. So, yeah. I'm excited. Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself. I actually wrote an article about you a long time ago for Bel Esprit. Do you remember that?
I sure do. I remember quite a bit about that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure do. And I'll get the link for that, folks, so you guys can go and see that article. I worked hard on it. I'm pretty excited for you guys to see it because it's been a while. So, anyway. This is Alex. Oh, hi, Alex. How are you? Killer. We know who you are. How long have we known Alex?
Oh, God. A long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, if you want to come in, join us, you're welcome to Skype in, and I'll get you in on the Skype line, Alex, if you want to talk about ghosts with us. But back to Jack. Jack is a very special person. He is different than me. He's very analytical. And tell him how we met. Let's go ahead and start there. How did we meet, Gina and Jack?
Me and you met through an acquaintance of Mr. Todd Bates.
Mr. Todd Bates, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, that's how we met.
That's how we met, and that's how we got to be friends, talk to each other, and we are where we're at right now.
Yeah, we sure are. I mean, you know, Todd inspired me to be a host myself. I'll never be as good as him. I'll never be as charismatic as him. But there's just something about that guy that's so damn special. He knows how to get an audience, and people just are drawn to him for some reason, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I wish you'd come back on the air someday. I think he may.
I'd love to see him come back.
Yeah, Todd Bates, folks, is an EVP researcher, and I call him pretty much an expert in the field. And so is Alex in the chat room. Alex does a lot of EVP work with Todd, I believe. They've done some stuff over the internet.
But Alex, man, he's over in the UK, and he has all those places over there that are haunted, and like it's pretty cool when you're sitting not too far from all these places you can just go to. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. In fact, I wonder if things are different in England. I wonder if they research the same, Alex. Do you guys do research the same way we do here? Let us know. We want to hear it. Anyway, Jack, go ahead and tell everybody how we met, and then, I think we met when I called you up to give me EVP lessons, remember, from Todd?
That is correct.
And I knew of you. You were kind of around the station and stuff, but I hadn't really talked to you very much. And then we just kind of bonded there, and it's like we're brother and sister, and here we are.
I agree.
What is a parascientist to you? Go ahead and tell our audience, what is a parascientist?
It's parascientist. Well, a paranormal scientific investigator is trying to take anything you can, whether say I got a picture of a shadow person, and try to figure out why it's there, what's there, what exactly is there, what elements are working there that could cause this to be naturally occurring, and pick it to pieces to where you're only left with evidence of something that could be potentially paranormal. I've analyzed thousands and thousands of pictures. I've looked at them. I've seen dust specks. I've seen dust orbs. I've seen pictures that were made up. I've seen all kinds of them. Also, as well as evidence. Say you capture an EVP, I can analyze those. Also, if you have an EMF meter or a meter type going off on you, always look for what source. I'm not always sitting here going, hey, that meter's going off. It's finding something paranormal. No, I'm looking for the logical explanation of why it's going off. Is it something natural occurring in the environment where you're at in the house?
Yeah.
You know, you got to pick apart every little thing, everything that you can find to tear it apart. And when you have all these no's going on, well, no, it's not this. It's not this. It's not this. And, you know, you narrow it down to where you're potentially pointing that this could be something paranormal. And, you know, I don't say they're ghosts or spirits. I would say it's paranormal and it's unexplainable. Of course it is.
Right.
But I don't just necessarily go, well, that's a ghost. Well, it's something paranormal.
Right.
You know, if you walk in a house and you take your meter up to the electrical socket, yeah, it's going to go off. It's picking up that electrical outlet. So yeah. I've had people walk around them, it went off, and they get freaked out. And I'm like, well, look what you're doing. You know, look at this thing. You know, it's your AC outlets there, or it's an electric heater. Those things have buried my natural tri-field meters. They're incredibly put out a lot of EMF. And I had one case where a guy was sleeping next to one of them. He was having all kinds of, you know, stuff going on and him seeing stuff, felt like he was being watched. And that thing was burying my meters. I said, wait a minute. All you have to do is remove that from your sleeping area for a few nights, see if you still experience it. After he removed it, he never had that happen again. So you have to look at every possible aspect. You walk into any house, any residence, you have electricity running through that house unless you don't, in those certain parameters, which you don't.
Right.
You try to find if there's anything else that's gonna mess with your meters, that's going to potentially give you trouble when trying to pinpoint something that's paranormal.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's not easy. There's a lot of people that fly out right around here, and they don't give a rat's ass about that side of it. They just take pictures and see any speck of dust or any picture they take with a low-end, telephone or a cell phone, and it's in the dark, and they everything they capture in that picture is paranormal.
Right.
And it's not. So taking pictures apart is one of my specialties, and I may take a picture. I may work on a picture for 2 to 3 weeks and confer with Kay Owens, my friend.
Yeah.
Until we come down to the verdict, do we have something here that is potentially paranormal? Then if we both agree yes, then it usually goes up on my website.
I see. And it's IndianaSpooks.com, folks, if you want to go see Jack Stein there.
Yeah.
He's got lots of pictures. Now, there is EVP on there, too, correct?
There is, but right now, DivShare, who I used to work through to put up my audio files, are charging a premium every year to do those. Yes.
Why?
So I don't know. All of my EVP files on there are
They're held hostage. They're holding them hostage.
Enough people have reportedly argued about that, and they're going to let free users such as me have a limited amount of storage, which I don't have. No, you know, I may have a gig's worth of data on there. So if they allow me to have free access to whatever I have on there, it's not big files, so, you know. But, you know, video and photos and everything else is on the website. But, you know, you can get on a chalkboard and, well, I took this picture in a cemetery and I caught this orb. Okay. A dust orb. There is dust orbs. There's tons of them, thousands of them. They're easily explainable. They're not paranormal. They're very mundane and they're very boring. I'm not looking for the boring stuff. I'm looking for the exciting stuff. And there is real true spirit orbs out there. I've captured some of them. I don't find them a whole lot.
Yeah. I want to talk about something that's on the, I think the picture's up, Jack, of the see-through tombstone. There's a picture, folks. I think it's up there. The see-through tombstone that you captured.
Yeah.
Is it up there?
Let me double check here. Yes.
If not, I'll put it up.
Okay. It is. It is.
Let's talk about that because that, you know what? That just blows my mind. I kind of wanted to make sure we talk about that tonight. Folks, if you'll go to the slideshow there for the show, you'll see a picture of a see-through tombstone. So is that paranormal? I think so. Is it really see-through? You tell us. Right, Jack?
Yeah.
You tell us.
If you want the story behind it, I can give you a story about that place.
I want to hear it for sure.
This is in Lexington, Indiana. Now, the cemetery is active, but what happened back in the day, they had to put a road down there next to the cemetery. So when they did that, they moved the headstones and built the road, the paved road, over graves.
Yeah.
So they just took tombstones and kind of relocated them in the cemetery. Whether that has anything to do with the hauntings, I don't know. I was in there, and I'm walking through taking pictures. As you get towards the top on the hill, there's pine trees. And in the fall, all these pine needles are all over the ground, and they're all yellowish and, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're walking through there, and I was taking a bunch of pictures, and I got back and started looking. I seen one tombstone that looked like it was kind of ethereal, like you could see through it. And I zoomed in on it, and I pulled up my software, and I put it through some slides to see if I could find out if it's anything that's not paranormal. I couldn't come to a conclusion. So I managed to send the file to my acquaintance, Kay Owens, and I think a day or two later she got back to me and goes, well, that's a good catch. I can't explain it. You can see straight through it. You know, I don't know what it is, but that cemetery has been known to be active for a while anyway. The last time I was out there was maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago in summertime. Me and if Beverly's on a show right now, she'd tell you about we were getting assaulted by ladybugs.
What?
Assaulted by tons of them.
How many were? Are you kidding?
Oh, huge amount of them. And they were landing and biting.
Wow.
And Beverly had some on her. We were with our friend Brian Miller. We were in there. And it, you know, we walked in and we were just getting inundated with them. And by the time we got to the top of the hill, they just kind of went away.
That's weird.
And I don't know if that was a paranormal event or if that was just something that, you know, something naturally occurring with ladybugs. I don't know.
Did you Google it?
No, I never
have. I went home and Googled it and said, ladybug attack. What do I do next?
If Bev was there, she could tell you about that because we were both in there. And I'm smacking them off my arm. I'm like, ouch, ouch, ouch.
Do they bite?
Yeah, they do.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
ladybug.
I'm like,
check it out.
On me, and I'm like, oh, a pretty ladybug. Ouch! Like, and Beverly don't like bugs anyway. She's really freaking out.
I hate bugs too. Okay, when ladybugs attack, if you've seen ladybugs crawling all over the place, you're not alone. They're coming out after the bad weather. That's what it is.
I guess
they do attack. Some guys got it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't know they attacked though.
I didn't know either until
they're
that
They're so
point.
Cute, right?
Yeah, y'all, look at them. They can't harm no one. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I don't just look at a photo and go, well, that's paranormal. I haven't.
I want to just kind of start with the basics here. If some of the people happen to research the paranormal, what are the top do nots and do's for the EVP for people? What should they always be thinking about? When they're doing EVP, give us a little history and a little lesson here, Jack.
A little lesson for conducting EVPs.
Absolutely, yeah. Why not?
Be nice. Don't refer to them as it. Refer to them as people.
Yes.
Use please. Be polite. Be respectable.
Yes.
When you come into an environment, it's like any stranger you meet on the street or at a store, they're not going to walk up to you and say hello to you. You know, they're going to be, they're not wanting to talk to you because they don't know you. So spirits in that respect do the same thing.
Yeah.
And this has been concluded on several thousands of investigations I've been on. I went back to multiple residential homes, and every time I go back, I catch more and more stuff because they get used to you. You also don't want to bring up, well, how did you die?
Yeah.
Or did you cross over, you know, or anything like that? Because they're going to, you ask them how they die, some spirits don't know they're gone. They're still there. And either they're going to be too distraught to talk to you, which means you don't get nothing. You don't get no evidence. Or they're going to realize that and pass on over. Be nice. Be respectable.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get stuff when you start doing that. When you run in and start customing stuff, well, no, that's the wrong way to do about it. And you can get hurt.
You can, and tell them what happened, because you actually got pushed.
Now, that was at Whispers Estate in Mitchell, Indiana. Now, I'm in there with Kay and her group. Now, unbeknownst to me and Beverly, they were in the doctor's room. Now, okay, they were in there, and we were outside, and we were doing our little sweeps of the outside, and we come back in, and then they come out of the room. So we went in.
Mm-hmm.
Conducted a little EVP session, and then something just shoved me in the lower back, pushed me about 4 feet into Beverly.
Wow.
And I went out there, and I was like, okay, I just got pushed in here. Can you tell me what you guys were doing in there? And they both were provoking.
What were they? Oh, they were.
Yeah, they were provoking.
Oh.
They were provoking the doctor. They were pissing him off, and that's why I got shut. I was the person in the room that he decided to, you know, jump out against.
Yeah.
So that's what occurred with me. That's something you don't do.
Yeah.
If you profess to be a professional in this field and be nice and conduct yourself in that manner, it's something you do not do.
Yeah.
You just don't do.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's like going up to a stranger and telling them, you know, slap talking, you know, and start talking to them mean. They're either going to walk away from you, cuss you out, or swing at you.
How hard was the force? Was it pretty hard? How far did you fall? Did you fall? Tell us.
I thought somebody was in the room pushing me, and I was going to turn around and swing on them. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting, Jack. I just find it so interesting, you know,
and
whatnot.
I believe that was the night when I went home, that something followed Kay back to her house.
Oh, tell us about that.
All I know is it was calling out to her daughter, and it sounded just like Kay, and it wasn't her.
What? Yeah. Say that again.
Yes, it was calling out. It sounded like Kay talking to her daughter, and it wasn't Kay.
She heard it?
Her daughter was getting targeted by this.
What was it, hurting her or just being mean?
Just
or
talking.
It's the little girl could hear?
Yeah, her daughter, Christy.
What did it say?
It was saying it sounded like her mother.
Oh, my God. It sounded like her mother. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
And I believe they had to have a cleansing to get rid of it. But that just goes with you again. Don't provoke.
Don't provoke,
and
folks.
I didn't get followed. They did. I didn't. So apparently what spirits were there figured out who was doing it and who wasn't doing it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a trip.
Don't do it. Don't do
Have
it.
Have you been followed home, Jack?
One time I had something occur here where my pictures would be falling off the wall, and I thought it was pretty cool. And then it got to where I got tired of it, and one day I woke up and it kept happening, and I blew up, and it never happened again.
Did you say, stop fucking with my stuff or go, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, folks.
It was worse than that, and it never happened again.
Wow.
So I don't go out and I don't provoke. I don't go out looking for trouble in the paranormal field because it's out there. If you want to find it, don't worry. It'll find you if you want to be like that. You know, go out there and be like that. You know, I don't. I tend to be more professional and be more nicer and keep your religion in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've had people that had house blessings. Some worked, and I've had people who had house blessings, and it gets worse.
It gets worse?
Yeah.
So do they ever get rid of it, or they just move? Or, I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
I know some that just moved. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it just pisses them off more.
So what does that tell you, folks, to protect yourself before you go out, say a prayer? I know Jack's up to for it, you know.
Well, you know, I've been investigating for 23, 24 years. I've never said a prayer.
Except the other day with me.
Yeah, but I've never had a problem except that one time, and that was it. And, you know, I've never had another problem.
Yeah.
But let's
tell the audience what happened, Jack, with us on the Skype. And it only happens when I'm talking to Jack on Skype.
Yeah.
We hear these voices coming through, and they're not very nice. They're very, I don't even know how to say it. They whisper stuff to us, and it's not very nice. And so I said, we should probably say a prayer, and they'll go away. And you know what, folks? It worked. They went away. We covered ourselves in the white, and we prayed. We didn't pray this today, though, did we? I prayed before I came on, though, Jack.
Yeah.
You know, so always pray, folks, or say a blessing and tell them not to follow you home.
Well, you know, I like the thing is do good to people and positive things will come back to you.
That's true.
The same thing you can apply to the paranormal field. When you're going in to talking to these spirits, if they're intelligent entities, and they're the same person they were on the other side, they have feelings too, even though they're not here on our level.
No, yeah, they do.
So, you know, be nice and start talking to them. And I have went back on consecutive different cases. Every time I went back, they get to know who I am. Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
And then they'll go about doing whatever they do, and you start capturing stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The strange part, Jack, is 2 years ago, we heard the same voices doing the same thing, and we haven't spoken, folks. Literally, in 2 years, Jack and I were estranged because I was sick. I'm better now.
Yeah.
But, thank God. And so we decided to get back together and bring Parascience Talk Radio back to the forefront. I'm trying to have variety in my life. You know, I'm a medium, intuitive medium, so I do a lot of work with the other side. But I like the show because it's just science, and it gives me a chance to shut that off and change modes, you know?
Well, you know, if this was like, if you were somebody that was going to Africa to take pictures of lions and stuff,
yeah,
you know, you wouldn't have a problem with that because you come back with pictures of lions and all kinds of other wildlife, and nobody's going to refute that. But when you go out here in the paranormal field, and there's 98% of the stuff you're going to capture is going to be normal, naturally occurring stuff,
yeah.
I got a problem with that because most of that stuff is not paranormal. Don't tell me that you're out there and you're taking pictures in a cemetery when you can see your breath. And I told you to hold your breath before you take a picture. You come back screaming, look what I got. No, it's not paranormal. It's your breath, honey.
Yeah.
I had people pissed off. Oh, good Lord. down. Or one lady was holding her taking her picture with her camera, and the other hand smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, nope.
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
what happens if you go to a home and the person's like, after you do the research and find out that it's something that's not paranormal and you tell them that, do they ever get mad that you don't find anything? Almost
most,
like they're addicted to it, like they really want it to stay there and they want to confirm that it's there, but they don't want it to leave.
You know, some I've done that are relieved, and a few will go, no, that's not, it has to be a spirit here, and they're good ghosts and they can stay here, and they don't realize. Most of the time, they're relieved to know that it's nothing that's paranormal.
Yeah.
But a few of them will just, they don't care. They just think it's that's a ghost. And a lot of people nowadays, there's quite a few of them that will get on to say that their house is haunted or something just to get interest so that they may get on a TV show or something.
Yeah, well, that's not what we want to do. I mean,
I don't care about the TV shows.
I would like to be on Sirius Satellite Radio, maybe, but that's it. I mean, I would have to go on TV. I'm too old.
You know, you have Ghost Hunters, and if I did a show, it'd be called Boring Paranormal Stuff. I went on overnight investigations, over 5,000 of them in all my years, and a lot of them you stay up all night and not a darn thing happens, and sometimes you get in there and all hell breaks loose and you capture good stuff. So,
yeah.
And it doesn't help when you have 20 or more hours of video footage to go through, you know.
Yeah.
That's not easy. That sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that for sure. You know, Jack, I was thinking about having a show, and I was going to bring it up to you. Maybe the audience can let us know. I was thinking about having a big blowout on a Saturday where we have our favorite song. You know, we have Tim Hart,
yeah.
Walker Lace, Kay Owens, Tim Hart, and everybody, and just have a big, huge show. Wouldn't that just be a blast? I think we should do that sometime.
That would be pretty awesome.
Like our coming into back on the air type party, you know. Maybe we can have Alex actually, Alex wants to do a show with us. I thought about you know, investigating in another country. I mean, what would that be like? Is it the same? Does it have different rituals? I mean, I'd like to hear it. I think there might be some differences. Do you, Jack?
Yeah, I've actually caught EVPs here in the United States that were other language.
Me too.
So, yeah, it only makes sense, you know, if you think about it. There's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to do it for us, and I think that'd be a blast. I told him to take a picture of that piece of equipment that JD made. I'm not sure the name of it. Alex, do you know the name of that equipment that JD made? You said he didn't get anything with it. You know?
Mm.
So, I don't know. I would like to see a picture of it. Maybe we could put it up. I'm dying to see it. He said it looked like a vacuum cleaner. I don't know. Let us know, Alex. You can write me in my Skype window if you want. I got you up here. So, yeah. Well, Jack, I've got good news.
What's that?
Parascience Talk Radio has almost 50 downloads in 2 days.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really stoked about the show coming back. You know, I really
am too, because I like people to learn about how to do this stuff legitimately, how to do it instead of going out there and fumbling through a cemetery, you know, and taking pictures and everything you're getting, you're thinking it's paranormal. It's not. You know, I'd like to educate people on how to get out there and do it, and how to get out there and do it, and do it correctly, and do it right.
Yeah, I'm going to, I don't know if I should embarrass you or not, Jack, and tell people you fell into a grave once.
Oh, God.
Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell happened?
Okay, let me flip the scene here and put this story in, and so everybody can, walk into a video segment here. I'm in a cemetery in Evansville, Indiana, way out in the boonies.
Yeah.
And we're going out, and there's probably 8 people with us in the cemetery. I'm walking around out there taking pictures. I have a little pen flashlight I'm looking around with, and then my friend over there takes a picture and says, "Well, there's a red thing in my picture. I think it's a ghost." I said, "Honey, that's my pen light. Sorry. It's not a ghost."
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So they're on one end, and I look on the other end, and I see this black thing go up over this wrought iron fence. So I'm walking over towards it. Now I have the light up pointed towards it, and I'm not looking down. And all of a sudden, I'm just tumbling. I just fall straight down, landing on my back, looking up, and seeing stars through this hole in the ground that is a grave. And I fell just right straight on my back.
Wow. I would have shot.
I sat there for probably about 10 seconds just going up fudge. And then I pull myself up and I smell the fresh earth around me. And I get up and I'm 5'5", so I put my hand up going, hey guys. And one of the girls slips out and pisses herself because she sees a hand coming out of a grave. And I'm like, yelling. And I'm like, and then Billy comes over and looks down and has his flashlight and bends over rolling. And I'm like, it's really not a funny time right now to laugh.
Oh.
So I said, and then the other guys come over and help me out of there and I shook myself off. And then we did a few more picture sessions and we left.
Jack, I think that'd go viral.
I wish
you had it on tape.
Oh, God. Yes, I mean, I'm sure, I'm probably not the only paranormal investigator that's happened to. I'm sure it may have happened to some more. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure. Think about it. Yeah, and it's dark out there, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't looking on the ground. I was walking, and then I just, boom, I'm laying there. And then I'm putting my hand out here saying, hey, and hear a girl scream. I just see the hand out of the grave. I'm like... And I'm yelling, and I'm yelling, and I don't like being down there. I'm looking around like, now if I see hands start coming out, I'm just going to.
I would have had nightmares for that. That's one of my worst nightmares, is being locked in a coffin like that underground. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, we got a caller on the line. We got a surprise caller.
Oh, cool.
You know who it is?
No.
Hello.
Hello. I will say good evening from England.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
How have you been?
Not too bad.
What have you been up to? I haven't talked to you in years.
Oh, I'm still playing around with EVPs.
You are? Tell us about that. How's it going?
Not too bad. I'm actually using the SP11. Still using the Radio Shack hack, the white one.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, the 12, I think it was 4.96, something like that. But yeah, I still use that and, you know, get some brilliant results with that as well.
Really? So when you investigate there in the UK, is it different than you do here, or is it the same, or do you have different practices, or?
No, it's pretty much the same. There are one or two in our group that still like to provoke, you know, and I just walk away when I start doing that. Yeah, I just leave them to it, and you know, if anything happens to them, it's their fault. Yeah.
You're so funny. So that device that we got from JD, you said it didn't work?
No, I couldn't get nothing to come through on it. I was using it on the digital voice recorders, even analog voice recorders, and I never got nothing come through. You know, what I normally...
Noise?
No, it what it does, it basically, it's just like having a plug put in, but nothing connected to the end of it. Yeah,
oh,
so it's just basically, you know, a sort of a little box, and there's something in there. I don't know what it is because JD didn't tell me. But, what I do is I set up two recorders side by side, start exactly the same time, and then if it comes through on one and not the other, you know, then it's another way of testing.
Oh, wow. Now, I've got a question for you, Alex. Have you experimented with those noises that Todd Bates used to have? Like a pink noise or brown noise and all those?
Oh, yeah, I have tried them, and, you know, it just makes it so hard because some of the EVPs are so quiet, it just blends in with the noise.
Oh, does it? I wonder if there's a way you could set something up to make it amplify more or that than the noise. I don't know anything about electronics. I don't know if any of you know the answer to that question, you know. I'm not sure.
Well, it does help. I would say if you do try it, is to, if it's loud enough and you put one on one end of the room, one at the recorder at the other end of the room, and then try it that way, you know, so that the noise is there, but it's a little bit quieter.
Have you tried to, like, play it for maybe 30 minutes and then turn it off and then try the EVP right after you turned it off?
I have had some come through, but it's, you know, it's not just as good doing it with a normal recorder, you know, and no noise in the background.
Tell us about the most exciting place you have ever been to, investigated.
The only really good one that I had was at Bellevue Park, which is in Lowestoft in England. That used to be a bandstand where people used to gather on that. And I just used to, you know, to go up there. When I first started off, I just walked around with a voice recorder. I didn't even ask any questions. And I had an extremely clear Class A EVP saying, "What are you doing?"
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
And I didn't even hear that until I got back to the car to play it back. And it was so clear. You know, it's just somebody, as if they were actually standing next to you, asking you. Yeah, you know, which they were, but, you know, I didn't hear it at the time.
That's so cool. Man, how interesting is that? Yeah, when we have you on, and folks, I'm going to have Alex on to come on and maybe play some of those EVPs for us from England all the way across the pond, right?
Oh, yes. I'll tell you, I have got... Okay, go on.
No,
if you're having
sorry.
A break, I'll wait. If you're having a break, I'll wait.
No, we're not having a break.
Okay. Another one that I did do was with the Radio Shack, and I done that one, and that was in a cemetery. I had it all wired up. We both had headsets on, so we could hear what was coming, you know, back out the recorder. And I was looking through my bag, and my mate asked me a question, and then all of a sudden we heard, "Hang on a minute," and I didn't say that, and it was actually in my voice. Yeah, that was the best thing about it.
Yeah.
And I think I've still got that recording somewhere. I shall have to dig that out because that was so clear, you know, saying, you know, asking, "Hang on a minute," you know, after he had asked something, and then because he never heard it before, there was one F word in there. Yeah, and I thought, no, I'm not going to bleep it out. That's going to go straight onto the website.
Give us our website address so we can.
I've actually got two. I've got my own, which I'm now working on again, you know, because I'm trying to get that sorted. And I've actually, our main one is eapiuk.co.uk.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Let me get to my little page here. Okay, say that again. I apologize.
EAPI. Yeah, UK.
UK, yeah.
.co.uk.
Dot what?
.co.uk.
Hey, can you drop that in the Skype window and I'll just transfer it over? How about that?
Already done it.
Sure. Oh, you're so smart, Alex. I don't know. What would I do without you? You know, I can be being it sometimes. Sometimes. What about you, Jack? Tell us about your favorite investigation and what you caught.
Oh, God, there's so many.
I know there are. We're getting ready to play.
So many. Dear Lord. I would probably, my favorite place?
Yeah.
Probably be Waverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play some. Do we have EVP from there? I think we caught some on the line here that we uploaded. We're getting ready to play those, actually, Alex. We're going to play some EVP tonight. You can tell us what they say. How about that?
If I can hear it.
I know what I think. I think I know what it says. Jack thinks he knows what it says, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I'm not sure. He's not sure. Hang on one moment. Let me get back to it.
All right.
Let me get back to the little screen here. Sorry. Hang on. Bear with me. Okay. Now the first one we caught at Bobby Mackey's. Set it up, Jack.
Bobby Mackey's. Okay, that was when I was downstairs in pitch darkness next to supposedly the well to hell when I captured this EVP.
Yes. And let me find that real quick, Jack. Okay, here we go, Jack. We're getting ready.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Better play. Played last night, the other day. Oh, is it not playing for me? There we go. Better time. What do you think, Alex? What are we hearing?
I can't really tell. You know, I can hear there's something there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to understand. I'll hear I'll lead. What do you hear, Jack?
I hear where are you, but I've determined that sounds like a female voice.
Yes, it does. Very much. Very much. It sure does. Let me play it one more time, a couple more times. Where are you? Very loud.
Yeah.
Well, lead. That's what I hear. What about you guys? No thoughts,
yeah.
Alex.
No, there's something in just before that, you know. But that's trying to hear it.
Let me see if I can hear it. I don't hear anything, but let me look. Let me think this time when I play. Here goes. Maybe a little bit of something, Jack. What did your team come up with, Jack, as the meaning of what this said?
I've come up to what I'm saying is, where are you?
Where are you?
Now, Kay said it said something else. I can't remember what it said.
I don't hear a U at the end. How are you? I hear a little E at the end. E.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll play another one. How about that? We got one more. Oh, this one now, Alex, is at the bowling alley where Todd used to be.
Oh, cool.
You might remember this one. I don't know. We were all together back then, all of us, with Todd. I sure miss him. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
I miss him being on the air. I miss listening to him because he is so damn charismatic. He's a great host. And I think he'll come back, don't you? Someday, maybe? He always comes back.
I hope so.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he sounds like he's doing real well, though. But, folks, go ahead. This was at the bowling alley where Todd Bates had a studio years ago. So listen closely and let us know what you hear. You might not get that at all. Did you hear that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Al?
Yeah, I heard it. Like I said, I think I've got my wrong headset on because the ones that I've got on I use for Skype. I've got other ones that I use for doing the EVPs and that.
Then I'm going to send it to you in your Skype window in a minute. And you can hear it. You know,
right.
You get a good, I know you couldn't hear it, could you?
No, okay. Not clearly. You can hear there's something there.
Yeah, but you'll hear it when I send it to you. We won't tell you yet. We'll keep it a surprise. And last but not least, we have one from Eastern. It says Eastern State.
Eastern Cemetery in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, tell us about it.
Oh, gosh. It sits right next to Cave Hill. And the people that ran it were getting cheap. So what they would do, they would reuse old graves and bury people. They would stack corpses out behind the mortuary and the crematorium. And they buried people on top of each other. And they had a flood come in, and all these coffins come floating up out of the ground. And the guy supposedly was doing all this up and left the country. And that's supposedly the reason why the place is haunted, like all get out, and it is.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get ready. I'm going to play the file. Here goes. Oh, this one's really low. Drop it. You can hear that static there, folks. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of come through the atmosphere. I hear drop it. What does your team come up with? What do you hear, Alex? Could you hear that one?
That one, that sounds like dad.
Dad? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's listen again. One moment. Hold on. Here we go, guys. Yeah, I can hear that. What do you hear, Jack?
I hear what sounds to me like a laugh or a cackle.
You do?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Okay. I can hear that. I mean, I can get where it's doing that, you know.
Now, I didn't even have a digital recorder on me. I had a camcorder that was recording video and audio, and I happened to have caught it on the audio, on the portion of that tape. So I stripped it out of there, and I analyzed it. And it's an EVP. That place has a children's section in it where there's a bunch of babies buried back there, and you can hear whispering back there in the full daylight hours of the day. You come to that cemetery, you get a heavy brooding feeling, and it just stays with you until you get out of the cemetery.
Wow.
Yeah, no. Cave Hill ain't nothing like that. You walk in there and you just, it's gone. You feel great. When you walk in that one, it's have a heavy, oppressive feeling to that cemetery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't that follow you home sometimes? Don't you kind of get depressed from that? I mean, maybe because I'm an empath. I soak up all that stuff if I don't protect myself, but I used to come home crying, and I didn't know what was wrong. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. And eventually, I noticed a pattern. And I thought, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore, and I quit for a while.
Well,
and,
no,
I'll tell you
one thing. Back in my days, we went to all kinds of cemeteries, and I'll tell you what, something I'm sure it still occurs with investigators. We ran in cemeteries a lot. Every single weekend, we were out in all kinds of cemeteries. And what had occurred to me, as I noticed, I was sleeping a lot more, and I was tired a lot more, and it wasn't for being up all night.
Yeah.
But when you're in those places,
yeah.
I believe some of them sap your energy as well.
They do.
When you're in them, and when you come home and sleep, and it takes you, it's like having a drunk and getting over it the next day. and you just feel zapped. And I believe that energy in there permeates, just it uses that, whatever's there uses your energy and uses it and just takes it from you. And I'm not sure if anybody else ever had that feeling or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I have.
Tell us about it.
That was, we done a Roman fort, and we're only there from about 9 till 2 in the morning. And when I got home the next day, I just didn't want to get up. I didn't want to do nothing. You know, I just sort of stayed in bed for most of the day and then thought, right, I've got to get up. You know, but yeah. It does. Yeah, but yeah. Like I say, as for ghosts following me home, I don't mind as long as they go back where they were.
Well, tell us a story. I want to hear about you being haunted. I've been haunted too. I told them get the hell out of here. They kept walking up and down my hallway. I said, "You gotta go, man. You're driving me crazy," and they left.
Oh yeah, I don't mind them. You know, I got two here that you know, first time I started recording at home, I just put the recorder on next to me and just let it go. And here two ghosts are in there. One turned around and says he gets ghosts here on tape, so they obviously know what I'm doing. And the other one turns around and goes, yeah.
Oh, my God. So you EVP in your own home, you're okay with that, Alex?
Oh, yeah, I do EVP. I play around with Echo Vox, which is an app for the iPhone or Android. Yeah, but I don't mind it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had any negative entities. You know, in the house, I've never had them. On one of the investigations that we'd done at a tank museum, I basically got told very politely, well, not very politely, to F off.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Goodness,
and,
really?
And strange. I turned around. You know, and I turned around and I said, who, me? And they turned around and said, yeah. I thought, okay. I said, why? And the answer I got back was fat.
Because you're fat?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because
you got to remember back then when World War One and Two were going, you know, all of them were as skinny as anything. You know, and for me being there... You know, and then doing an Echo Vox session on there and getting told to F off. I thought, yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So I turned around to one of the female investigators that we had there. I said, here you go. You take over. I'm now going because he's asked me to go away.
Well,
and that's a good sign because usually they tell you to go and want you, if you ask if you want us to leave and they say yes and get the hell out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. When I turned around and got told to F off, I thought, yeah, great. First one I've had like that. Yeah. I've been doing it since 2004, and that's the only time I've had somebody turn around and tell me F off.
Well, I think it's pretty funny, actually, you know. Hey, I've got a question for you, Alex. You know that Jack and I hear voices on Skype sometimes. Did that ever happen to you?
Not on Skype, but I have on a phone call.
So much activity. But they weren't being nice. They told me to shut the F up one time, and they used to talk to me and Jack about 2 years ago when we had the other pair of science at Hazy.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked on Skype for 2 years, and as soon as I called Jack, they were there again.
Yep.
I've got them on tape. So I think it's awfully strange. When we pray and stuff, they kind of go away, you know, because I think that they're coming through the phone line somehow, don't you?
Well, yeah, they'll try and use any form of communication they can. You know, that's
why.
It's just the way they are in life is the way they are in death.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Jack, are you making? What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just had to put something up real quick.
Oh, okay.
But no.
Okay, never mind. I thought you were looking for something. I can help you find something. All right, then. Wow, how interesting. And I'm having a good time tonight. This show is really fascinating. Have you ever been pushed or shoved or anything like that, Alex?
No, I haven't. And I wish they would. I wish they would, but probably because of my size, they ain't got the energy to push me.
That's so funny. Hey, remember when you used to get real drunk on New Year's Eve over there at Todd's? Wasn't that a blast?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I've got two bottles ready for Christmas. And next week, I'm going to get myself some more ready for the new year.
That's funny. Hey, Jack, maybe we should come on New Year's Eve so Alex can call in and be drunk. And
New Year's Eve, I'll be lit.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do it one of these times and wasted. That'd be so much fun. Remember that time you got so wasted? I saw you pass out with a cigarette in your hand, and I'm like,
Yeah.
And you're like, this was terrible.
Yeah.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't know. I know the one where Todd got electrocuted was.
Oh, I love that. Isn't that hysterical?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was just so comical.
Folks, we're talking about when the three of us worked with Todd at his radio show, Haunted Voices Radio. That's how we all know each other. And Todd was the host. Todd's very charismatic, and people would just flock to him like bees to honey. I'm not kidding. But anyway, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a radio show host, and I sure hope he comes back soon. I want to listen to him. You know, he's got a lot to say and a lot to. I got a lot to learn from him, I guess I should say, you know.
Oh yeah, I've learned quite a bit from him as well. Yeah.
Super guy. How did you guys meet, by the way? How did you and Todd meet?
I just happened to be looking around on the internet, you know, and I come across his show, and then we just got talking from there, and you know, that sort of went on from there. Yeah, and that was back in 2004.
I think I met him after that in 2007 or something like that. Remember, when I came on, and then Jack, how long were you with Todd over there? When did you come on board?
Oh, I don't remember the year. I was probably with him for 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
A long time. That's a long time, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys want to investigate? Your top, on the top of your bucket list. You go first, Alex, and then I'll ask Jack.
Edinburgh Vaults in Scotland. It's basically a city under a city. You know, there's all sorts of roadways, buildings, you know, and they basically built New Edinburgh on top of the old one.
Wow. And what's the name of the place again?
Edinburgh Vaults. Ghost Adventurers were there. Most Haunted were there with the Screaming Banshee, as I call her.
Oh, yeah. Are they still on over there?
Sorry?
Are they still on over there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, I didn't get to, they don't come on TV here anymore. I'm really bummed because I wanted to watch the Ghost Hunt, but they weren't there.
Yeah.
Were they on this?
The problem with them is, you know, they're all, you know, sort of get things thrown. You know, there's always something like that. You know, there's never really anything else, you know. And I just sat there and I got totally bored with it because they've actually started to use other electronic devices now rather than just...
Like what?
You know, well, they had somebody there doing EVPs on the Halloween one. I think you might be able to find that on YouTube.
Oh, really? Tell me how to get there.
Yeah. If you go to YouTube and just type in Most Haunted Halloween... 2015.
Yeah.
You should actually find it on there.
Really?
Because they done where they were doing their investigation for the Halloween was actually at the Enfield Haunting, where they had all the poltergeists being that in that building, and that's where they were for Halloween.
What year? This
year.
Okay, there it is right here. So, how far into the episode is it going to be?
I'm not sure because they do have quite a bit of activity going on. They also had the webcams running as well, and they put a knife into a box, and then later on they found it laying on the bed upstairs. You know, but we don't know whether anybody, you know, went and took it in there, you know, and put it up there. So yeah, that's one thing that we're a bit devious. Because they never had, well, they had a camera in the room, but a lot of the time the box was covered either by somebody standing there, you know, or you know, the cat sort of went faulty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I still don't, you know, half the stuff they do, you know, and some of the EVPs that they were doing and they were recording sounds so mechanical, you know, sometimes you can't make out at all what it's saying, and you know,
I know. Just
right, you know, if you've got an EVP and you can hear it clearly without editing, then leave it as it is. Don't amplify it. Don't do nothing.
That's right. Got a good point. I wonder if you remember this one. Let me know if you guys can hear this. If you can, I'll send it to you. For Most Haunted. No. Do you remember Eric Okora and Mary Loves Dick?
Yes.
Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, yes.
Now, is he still on the show with them, or?
No. They got different ones every now and then. You know, he's no longer doing it, but he's doing. Hang on, I've got to try and remember what it was now. Send it to you. Yeah, it's a new one that he's doing. I think it's Haunted Places, something like that.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah, I saw that show. Previews. Yeah, but then I wish it came on here. We don't get to see it. I wonder if I can see it on the internet or not.
Probably, you know, like I say, YouTube, a lot of people do, you know, do sick things like that on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Well, folks, we're just about out of time. We're definitely going to have Alex back, and Jack will be a permanent fixture next week. The next show we have on Parascience will be, let me look that up, Jack. We're not coming back until the 8th. We might do some small shows in between. We'll keep you posted.
You know where I would like to go at to investigate one day?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would love to go to the Whaley House in San Diego and do an all-nighter there.
Yeah.
San Diego, California.
Yeah.
That place is registered to be haunted by the state of California.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, we may have to just go.
I'd love to go there and do an all-nighter there. I'd bring all my equipment in. I'd be like a toy with a boy with all his toys in the sandbox. I'd be happy as a lark.
I bet you would be. That sounds exciting. I've been to the Queen Mary with Todd, and that was an exciting place.
Nah.
Well, you know, the thrill of the hunt with me is when you look at a place and you see it, and that inner ghost hunter, you know, it's like, that's the part that drives me, that, you know, that paranormal boner, so to speak. Wow.
Paranormal boner.
I want in that place. That feeling.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
What keeps me doing this for 20 some odd years now?
And that's a long time. Very long time, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, getting EVPs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Being, you know, with the Echo Vox. You know, that's an app for the iPhone and Android. I use that quite a bit on investigations as well. And,
oh, wow.
You know, you get direct answers straight away. You know, I've sat there, I've let it go. You know, I've had people in the room and I've just let it go. And all you hear is sort of maybe the sound files that they use are split up into quarter of a second, half a second. You know, so you're not going to get the full word. You know, and then I sat there and just let it go, and I said to people, you know, this is what you get if you don't ask questions. You know?
Yeah.
And then I asked a question, and straight away I got a response.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow. Yeah. That's very, you've heard your name called. I'm sure we've all had that happen. That's
Oh, yeah. I've had that many times.
Gosh, that blows my mind. Okay, folks, we're going to have to go. We're out of time. We will have Alex back for sure soon. We will see you at Parascience on the 8th of January. Everybody have a good evening. Good night.
By the way, have Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you.
Good night.